It's absolutely imperative that we keep money for research in the fish and game budget. It's knowing how much of the resource is out there and available for them to fish. It's absolutely necessary. Some of the fishermen are feeling like their fisheries are dying or being cut short simply for lack of research, rather than the fact of whether or not the resource is there. So keeping that funding for resource is really necessary for them for research.
Mr. Christ Tompkins?
It's a great example of a department that indirectly should be, and presently, if you look at the numbers, about is raising the same revenue that it costs to manage. And I think that's the kind of equilibrium that we need to see more in the public services we enjoy right now. If you look at raw fish taxes and other taxes directly generated by the commercial fishing industry in Alaska, it about, not quite, almost getting there, but about covers the commercial fisheries division budget in Alaska Department of Fish and Game. So I think trying to hit that equilibrium, and it's kind of like on the federal level what we have with the Highway Trust Fund. You pay gas tax every time you fill up your car at the gas station, and that comes back in terms of new roads that your car drives on. You know, it makes a lot of sense, input, output, and there's that direct relationship. And trying to have that direct relationship, which actually we're trying to achieve, it's difficult, but trying to achieve right now with the ADF&G budget makes a lot of sense, where fishermen pay hard-earned dollars back to the state through raw fish taxes, and making sure that those dollars are going to support the ADF&G budget in a one-to-one ratio makes a lot of sense, and trying to hit that equilibrium makes a lot of sense to me.
Mr. Stedman?
Thank you. When you look at the fish and game budget, there's two major components. One of them is the sport fish, and the other one is commercial fish. The sport fish is being driven out of the rail belt, and they outnumber us politically, and it becomes problematic when we fight over the budget, in particular with fish and game, because most of the general fund money is in commercial fisheries, which affects us in southeast and along the coast of Alaska. So we get politically outnumbered. So then when you put our budget deficit in the middle of the play, it becomes extremely dicey. Not only do some of my colleagues out of the rail belt want to take the commercial fish money into sport fish, they're not very concerned about the viability of ongoing viability of comfish after they do that maneuver. So when we look at trying to insulate fish and game in the budgetary process, we have to be very careful that we don't insulate commercial fisheries, thinking that we're going to insulate commercial fisheries, and in fact all we do is have the money funneled off, because you cannot have dedicated funds. So working with the industry to come up with some of their ideas on how they'd like to see some implementation of revenue enhancements to the state if they want to participate, to insulate fish and game from the budgetary reductions. And it's a serious matter, because if fish and game doesn't have the funds, they're going to err on the conservative side, and they will not open the fisheries. And that's going to be